This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
6 wins in a row. Points in 8 straight. 2 points from the division lead. It's funny how things change in just 2 weeks. Good evening. Welcome to Flames Unfiltered. I'm host of the show, Brad Berube, episode 22. Recording it on a Wednesday night, December 11th. Flames have tonight off. Hit the ice again Thursday against Toronto as the Leafs come to Calgary, and that's always a fun one. So 2 weeks ago, let's get this straight, fans. 2 weeks ago, it was an all-time low in the Flames franchise. Seriously, not winning, none of the stars scoring, the horrible Bill Peters controversy, like nothing, nothing positive to talk about at all. It was painful to do these shows because, I don't know, I like to bitch, but I also like a lot of positive, and I sure don't like to have to bitch about the team that I care about so much. It's really a reality check when you think about how things can change in 2 weeks and how we need to be happy where we're at right now and thankful for where we're at, because things can change quickly. We could be back right where we were in 2 weeks if we don't keep up the solid play. The attitude is so much different in this organization right now. So much different. Zach Rinaldo summed it up in his post game the other night when he said that when he came up, you could hear a pin drop in this room and there was no fun. And now there's a whole lot of fun going on. Watching the past few games and, you know, watching the success of the third line, especially against Colorado, and I think the fourth line had a great night against Arizona. And, you know, it made me forget about the stars on the team. With all the line shuffling and everything that's gone on with that, I was actually watching, and the fourth line was nice, and I thought, what line am I missing here? I'm like, where's the Monahan line? I haven't seen that for a while. It's crazy how when your depth guys are producing it, it makes it so much easier, you know, on your stars. And then we see guys like Gaudreau break out a little bit, and then guys like Monahan get some timely goals, and it's crazy. I have another feeling to talk about, and that was when I was watching the Avs game on Monday night, a game in which the Flames, I thought, looked really, really good. I have no question in my mind. I believed it last year in the playoffs, and after watching the three regular season games we played this year so far with Colorado, I don't think there's anybody better in the NHL than Nathan MacKinnon. Now, I know the guys up north will argue with me and tell me their guy McDavid's better. And he might be. He might be. But I got a couple differences there. I think McDavid's quicker straight on skating. But I think McKinnon's able to control the game more. He controls the puck better. He can maneuver better. He's quicker. He's more elusive. This guy scares the hell out of me as a Flames fan. Scares the hell out of me. Colorado is going to be one tough out. One tough out come playoff time. This team's for real.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very, very, very proud to be part of, has some big news to talk about. A new podcast, episode 1 and 2 are out right now. Make sure you check out both of them. From NHL player, former NHL player, Terry Ryan. He is one of the more funny guys you'll ever hear. He's got great hockey insight. You've heard him on Spittin' Chicklets. He's joined the Hockey Podcast Network. His bi-weekly show, episode 1 and 2 are out. Get out there, download it, check it out. All right, Flames fans, two games to recap on a quick two-night, two-team road trip back-to-back, and two wins, 4 points. Damn, I said if we got two, we'd be happy. We got four. It's amazing. 559-kilometer road trip. Calgary goes out, steals 4 points from two top teams in the Western Conference, excuse me, one in the Central, one in the Pacific. It started on Monday night as Calgary went into Colorado and comes out with a 5-4 overtime victory. Ryan Graves for Colorado got on the board first with his fifth of the year. Calgary tied it up 9:33 mark of the second period when Derek Ryan got his fifth. I liked that goal. That was a timely goal and a good goal. I can't say his name. Nuchishkin. It's not, still not right. Anyways, you guys know who I'm talking about, man. 10:04 mark, just under a minute later, Colorado scores 2-1, and I'm like thinking, dang it, we just tied this game up, and oh, they got it right back. And then on the power play at the 16:04 mark, Matthew Tkachuk goals with assists from Lindholm and Giordano. It is 2-2 heading into the third, and I was feeling pretty good at that point. Right there, I was pretty happy with what I was seeing out of the Calgary Flames, and then things broke loose. Just 12 seconds in to the third period, Andrew Mangiapane gets his sixth assist from Tkachuk and Lindholm again. And then just over a minute later at the 1:39 mark, Calgary gets a two-goal lead on who's a cup favorite this year, the Colorado Avalanche, and a team that absolutely manhandled us in the playoffs last year. Michael Frolik gets his second of the year on a beauty assist from Reeder, and yep, you heard it here first, Jankowski. Then the inevitable strikes. I shouldn't say that, but it's pretty much the inevitable. The 3:59 to go, Nathan MacKinnon score, or 3:59 into the third, sorry. Nathan MacKinnon gets his 19th of the year. We're 4-3. Then at the midway point of the period, a great offseason pickup for the Colorado Avalanche scores. Jonas Donskoy gets his 13th. We're tied at 4. At that point, I was like, all right. Now, Calgary had some big-time chances late in the game. Big time. And I thought we might get one. But it goes to overtime, and I'm not kidding. I said to a couple people on Twitter, I was talking to a couple of my buddies, and I said, we're dead. We're dead. How do you stop MacKinnon, Rantanen? We're dead. This is going to be tough. Nope. Overtime was pretty back and forth. Both teams had chances. And finally, Sean Monahan with the OT game winner. Assists from Dylan Dubé and Mark Giordano. Dubé, what an amazing, amazing toe drag. Allowed him to get the puck over to Monahan. And you know what? This shot wouldn't have went in 2 months ago, or two weeks ago. It just wouldn't have. Luck wasn't going our way 2 weeks ago, and it wouldn't have went in. And now when we got luck going our way, Monahan buries it. His first OT winner in a year, franchise leader in OT winners, and it's a beauty. Flames knockoff the Colorado Avalanche 5-4, and that is a huge 2 points. Quick turnaround. Calgary flies down to Arizona and takes on the Coyotes Tuesday night, last night, and another game that was very good if you're a Calgary Flames fan. As the Flames jumped all over the Coyotes early and never let it down. Michael Frolik, just 2:11 in, gets his third of the year on a beautiful goal assist from Zach Rinaldo. Johnny Gaudreau, just 2 minutes later, makes it 2-0. Gaudreau's seventh assist from Ryan. 2-0 Flames after one. Rolling on into the second period, Rinaldo gets his second assist from Frolik. Monahan gets his 10th at the 14:18 mark. It's 4-0. Late in the period, with just 11 seconds to go, Jacob Chychrun gets his 7th. 4-1 Calgary after two, and everybody's feeling amazing in Calgary land. Third period, more of the same. Milan Lucic gets his 3rd. Yep, you heard it. Milan Lucic, an offensive threat for the Flames. Funny how that goes now. Assist from Anderson and Hannafin at the 14:32 mark. 5-1 Calgary. That one was on the power play. Kessel gets one with just 32 seconds to go on the power play. His seventh of the year to make it 5-2. Flames control. One negative from this night. A negative and a positive. Calgary allows 48 shots on net. That's a lot. That's something that they're definitely going to have to get tightened up. I thought they looked tired in the third period. I thought things started to unravel a little bit. I thought Calgary looked just a little bit tired. On the positive of that, though, Talbot, in a relief, makes 46 saves, and that is big time for him. As you know what, anytime you can get a win with your backup in net in the National Hockey League, that's huge. That is very, very, very huge. Calgary, another 2 points. They stayed overnight last night in Arizona. Hopefully, you know what? I hope the guys went and had a little bit of fun. They deserve it right now. Flew back to Calgary today. Leafs are in town tomorrow night, Thursday night. It should be a good one. It's always fun when your Canadian rival comes to town.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Time to talk 10 reasons the Flames have found success. In the last 10, 7-2-1. Winners of 6 straight. 17-12-4 on the year, 38 points. Third in the Pacific. You know what? Flames fans, it is so fun to say this. Just 2 points back of Arizona and Edmonton. That's pretty damn impressive. Thought about it, and I came up with 10 short, concise reasons on why things have changed and why the Flames are winning games. And number one has nothing to do with this team. Kind of. It has to do with the hockey gods. And I think when teams pull together, and whether it was the Bill Peters situation or a new coach or whatever it is, this team found a way. Found a way. And when things start changing in a positive way, it's funny how the bounces and funny how the puck luck go your way. Number two, the newfound third line. Lucic, Ryan, and Gaudreau. Now, if we would have said that was a third line on opening night, you'd have said we're crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. This line has been very, very effective in these last three outings. Very effective. Number three, Monahan's clutch scoring. Monahan's been really good lately. I like how he's played defensively, and it seems like in the last three games, it's opened up for him offensively. Number four, Gaudreau has jump in his step. He's not pouting like he was earlier in the year. He's not bitching after every single call or every single little slash or every little this or that. He looks confident entering the zone. He made a couple dandy plays on this road trip. He looks good. He has that jump. It's fun to see that back in his game. Number five, Ronaldo finds the net twice, 2 games in a row, plus he's been a physical presence. This is a great thing, but it's also going to create some havoc for the Flames coaching staff on what they're going to do when we get Zarnik and Bennett back, who, from what I've been told, are not far out. Zarnik's on a conditioning stint, and Bennett is skating and could be back tomorrow night. We'll see about that. I don't know how you change the lines right now with the way it is. So maybe they'll give him a little bit more rest and make sure he's okay. Now, do I think Ronaldo's better than Bennett long-term? No, not a chance. Bennett's going to step into this lineup, and Bennett's going to be a key factor for this team down the stretch. Number six, Lucic scores. Lucic has 3 goals in December. Yep, Edmonton fans, we are so sick and tired of hearing about James Neal. He has 0 in December. There, you can get one back at you. Reason number seven that the Flames have found success. Mark Jankowski He was on the ice for a goal, believe it or not, guys. On the ice for a goal. You know what? He even got an assist. He was sick, missed a game, back. He's been good on the penalty kill. We missed him when he was gone for a game on the penalty kill. And this guy's been pretty good in the faceoff circle also. Reason number 8, Talbot wins key backup starts. His save percentage up to .907. Things look good. I love what he's done for this team as a backup. I do. I really think it's a good pair we have right now. Very positive on that. If you think about it, much better position than we were last year at this time in goaltending. Much better. Number 9, Lindholm's proving himself as a top-end center in this league. We've been pushing and pushing and pushing for him to get time at center, and now he has, and he's proved his worth. He's put up points, and he's been deadly in the faceoff circle. I hope they keep him at center. I hope they keep going with that. I think it's been a key to the success of late. Reason number 10, the goal celebration. I laughed my ass off when I saw Anderson and Lucic doing the old-time retro Blades of Steel motion with a stick and two hands above their head. Now, this is a small little thing and a fun little thing they're doing. But you know what this does? This shows team unity. It also shows fun. And you know what we've learned this year more than anything as a Flames fan? Fun equals victories.
NHL news, opinions, and controversy.
All right, let's take a little trip around Stockton. Let's take a little jaunt quickly down to our American Hockey League affiliate and talk a little bit about how this team is doing this year. I haven't got to watch many of their games as of late, but hope to and plan to watch some this weekend as they have. Right now, actually, they're playing the Ontario Reign, but this Saturday and Sunday, they have a home and home with the San Jose Barracuda, and I hope to watch at least one of those games. It's always fun to watch Flames prospects play. And right now, after 22 games, this team sits 14-5-1-2. Wow, is that a good record. 31 points, good for second in the Pacific. 5 points back of the Roadrunners. Top point getters, Matthew Phillips with 25, Glenn Godden 22. I got a feeling we're going to see him sometime this year, too. I really do. Goals, Buddy Robinson, 11. Ryan Lomberg, saw him a few times last year in Calgary, and I always liked his play. But, boy, is he finding some clutch scoring down in Stockton this year. 10 goals, second on the team. Assists, Matthew Phillips, 16. Glenn Godden, 14. Let's talk goaltenders quickly. John Gillies, who, I don't know, has this organization left him for dead? I hate to be this, but I don't see him up with the big club again. I just don't. Not unless there's disastrous things going on. I don't. I think he's proven over time that he just can't pull it together in the National Hockey League level. He's been pretty decent this year. I can't brag too much about the goalies in Stockton. Gillies has a 2.94, .893 save percentage. Zagdulin has an exact same .893 save percentage, 3.34 goals against average. I don't know. Those are okay numbers. I like to get your save percentage over .90 at least. This team's winning without outstanding goaltending, which is really good and really shows the depth and the offensive talent this team has. They're a fun team to watch. Get out and watch your Stockton Heat.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
Some Flames news to talk about, some odds and ends, tidbits. We'll roll through them quickly here tonight as it's late, and I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of tired tonight. It is snowing and freezing cold here, and I'm tired of shoveling. Jeff Ward, last night was Ward's 900th game as an NHL coach. He also owns a Flames franchise record now for the most consecutive wins to start a head coaching tenure, 6 wins to start it off. Congratulations, Ward. Things are good so far. It's going to be fun to get to know him as a coach and see how it evolves with this team. Dustin Wolf, goaltending prospect, playing in Everett in the Western Hockey League, has joined the U.S. World Junior team. It'll be fun to see how what I think is probably one of our coolest like sleeper picks that's down in the farm team. I really think that he has potential to be a good goalie in the American League and in the National Hockey League. Matthew Tkachuk now has 200 regular season points. That's a positive. The negative, Matthew Tkachuk missed the game Tuesday night in Arizona as he was injured Monday night in Colorado. Currently day-to-day with an upper body injury. I think we'll see him back sooner rather than later. Matthew Phillips was called up Tuesday because of the Tkachuk injury from Stockton. He did not play in Tuesday night's game. Be very interesting to see if we see him in the lineup Thursday night as the Leafs come to town.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, hockey fans, the Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered is very excited to announce a partnership with Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Make sure you check out the Hockey Podcast Network's Twitter page. They have a weekly contest to win some cool, cool stuff from Gong Show. Go out, win yourself a hat. Check out the Hockey Podcast Network. Listen to podcasts from every single NHL team. And make sure you like the Flames Unfiltered and follow us every week. We sure enjoy it. Let's take a trip around the National Hockey League. And there has been a ton of news, some good, some bad. I'm not talking long about these two news, but we got to. One of them's in the Central Division, and yesterday Jim Montgomery of the Dallas Stars head coach was relieved of his duties for an undisclosed, unprofessional decision, and I don't even know. Nobody knows what the hell's going on here. 16-4-3, he's been fired. I cannot wait to see what exactly is going on in Dallas. Then today news broke that Peter DeBoer of the San Jose Sharks has been released of his duties for what they say is on-ice performance, nothing more, nothing less. Now, I'm tired of talking about coaches. I don't give a crap about coaches anymore. I feel bad for coaches because I think coaches are getting totally screwed over in this. Now, I have no idea what Montgomery did, so I can't even comment. And I'm not getting into the Bill Peters thing. We went down that road before. I just feel bad for coaches because I just hope every employee, which is office staff, scouts, coaches, general managers, and the players are all held to the same standards. That's all I ask, hockey fans. Islanders establish a franchise record for fewest games to 20 wins. Now, that's really hard to believe. When you think back about all those years where they were so dominant, 76-77, it took them 31 games to get 20 wins. That held true in 83-84 and 78-79. Some big years for the Islanders organization. In 14-15, believe it or not, they did it in 30 games. And now this year, 2019, 29 games, they get 20 wins. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And right now they occupy second place in the Metropolitan Division and own the second highest point total through 29 games since 78-79. Can you believe that, Islanders fans and Flames fans? Holy cow. Now let's talk another fun fact that I found this week. And that's the most consecutive 20-goal seasons for players 5'8 or shorter. Now, Cam Atkinson moves on to this list. But you know who holds the number two spot? Yep, my all-time favorite Flame, Theron Fleury. 10 seasons, 20-goal seasons. Wow. Another fun fact I came up with this week is most goals since November 1st. So a little over a month. League leaders, there's four guys tied at 13. You could probably name two of them, Pasternak and McDavid. But Pajot and Aho at 13 goals since November 1st, I don't think you'd have been able to name those two. Fan question of the week. It's a good one. Who do you think belongs in that final defensive slot, Oliver Shillington or Michael Stone? I thought about this for a while because I've been back and forth on this, and I've spoke highly of both of them and critiqued both of them too. But you know what? Here's where I stand on that. I think that the final D spot should be Oliver Shillington 70% of the time, and Stone subbing in 30% of the time. And here's why I say that. I think Oliver Shillington shows a lot of promise for the future. I think we need to monitor his workload, and because his decision making seems to get bad and his penalty taking gets bad after long runs of playing. Sub Stone in. I like Stone's shot. I like his stay at home defensive style, and there's certain teams that we need him in, and there's certain teams we need the run and gun of Shillington. I think having both of these are a great tool for the Flames and will help them be successful this year. Game previews, two games to preview as we head into another weekend of Calgary Flames hockey. Thursday night's always a fun one. The Toronto Maple Leafs come to town and take on the Calgary Flames. Calgary looks to win its 7th straight against this Canadian foe. I had to laugh. Toronto is coming off a 4-1 win Tuesday in Vancouver. And I take every chance I can to jab at Canucks fans. It looked like a home game for the Leafs in Vancouver. And you know what? I'm afraid it will be in Calgary too. Come on, Flames fans. Let's overpower the Leafs fans and let's be louder. But Toronto's got tons of fans through the whole country. And it was pretty evident on Tuesday night in Vancouver how many Toronto people were there watching, because it was pretty loud. Calgary coming off a 5-2 win Tuesday in Arizona. Toronto sits 15-13-4, 34 points, 5th in the Atlantic, 4 points out of a final wildcard spot, and that has people in Toronto in an uproar. Calgary sits 17-12-4, 38 points, 3rd in the Pacific, just 2 points out of a Pacific lead. Players to watch. Frederik Andersen, for me, is Toronto's guy I really want to watch. He's coming off a great performance Tuesday night where he stole the show. Toronto's in need of, points, period, but they can't play Frederik Andersen every single game. So I'm really interested to see how he responds, and I'm interested even more if he doesn't play and we get to see a backup in, because their backups have yet to win a game this year for them, and they're going to have to find a way. They're going to have to find another backup. They're going to have to find something, because you can't make the playoffs without having a backup that can get you a couple points. I'm really interested to see Calgary's third line, and will it stay effective or will it get switched up? It's kind of what I'm watching out of Calgary on Thursday night. I always look forward to a good Leafs-Flames battle. Should be a good one. Saturday afternoon, Carolina comes into Calgary. Carolina sits 19-11-1, 39 points, 4th in the Metro, and they hold the top wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. They are coming off a Tuesday night 6-3 pounding of, yes, the Edmonton Oilers, and that was fun, as that allowed us to move some ground on Edmonton. Thursday night they play in Vancouver, and then Saturday afternoon for a matinee version at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome, it is the Calgary Flames and Carolina Hurricanes. Thanks for tuning in, Flames fans. Flames Unfiltered. Check us out on the Hockey Podcast Network. Also check us out on flamesunfiltered.com. All kinds of podcasts on there. Flames Talk, Flames News, Flames Social Media, everything. Check that out on flamesunfiltered.com. I am the host of the show, Brad Rood. Thank you so much for listening. Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.